dictation for patient Aisha Everhart, AYISHAAVERHART. Date of birth 1/8/1985. Date of accident is 3/10/2025. Date of service 7/2/2025. Ms. Aisha Everhart is a victim of an automobile accident and alleges that the accident on 3/10/2025 is the cause of her pain with the various symptoms that are described by the patient. Chief symptoms are headaches, dizziness, loss of balance, pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back, both shoulders, both knees, and some pain in her tummy. The pains are continuous and are, well, first the history of the accident is as follows. The patient Aisha Everhart, AYISHAAVERHART, was involved in an automobile accident as follows. At around 3:30 p.m. on 3/10/2025, patient was driving a Nissan Altima 2016. Three people were traveling in the car in addition to her near Dearborn, city of Dearborn, near Tyreman and Oakman. The patient reports that she was going through the Tyreman and the other car driver was on cell phone and came past through the Oakman and hit their car on a T-bone driver's side. However, she did get the ticket and was locked up in jail for 24 hours. The patient was not wearing seatbelt and were hit by a Chevy Cruze car at unknown speed. Airbag did not deploy. There was no loss of consciousness. And it was not a hit-and-run accident. Police arrived at the scene. Ambulance arrived at the scene. Patient was taken to the emergency room, Henry Ford Hospital, where x-rays were done, CT scan of the spine was done, and all were found negative. The patient reveals that the car was not totaled, only the driver door was pushed all the way, and passenger side rear door was damaged a little bit. The driver window was broken, but rest of the windows were okay. Windshields were okay. Seat belt, steering wheel, dashboard were all okay inside. A-beam was slightly bent from outside. Other than that, there was no other damage to the car. Regarding the injury, patient do not remember all the injuries. She reported that she had a severe attack of asthma at the time of accident, and she momentarily blacked out, dazed out. But no real loss of consciousness either. There was no fracture, laceration, or bleeding. She remembers hitting left shoulder into the left door and the left ribs also to the door. History of the presenting illness, patient is reporting of headaches which are severe. On a scale of 1 to 10, they are reported to be 8. They're off and on, occupying the front, back, right and left temple, severe, constant, sensitive to light, sensitive to noise, with associated with nausea and vomiting. And last vomit was twice yesterday, but there is no aura or seizures. History of TBI, patient reports following symptoms of TBI, dizziness, ringing in the ears, loss of balance, nausea and vomiting. However, the patient denies any vertigo, loss of consciousness, loss of equilibrium, seizures, loss of memory, forgetfulness, disorientation, confusion, lack of focus, lack of concentration. Patient denies any blurred vision, spots in the vision, loss of vision field. Patient denies any taste problem, smell problem, TMJ problem. The patient has numbness and tingling reported to the back of both buttocks and both leg posteriorly up to the knee. Other than that, some weakness, lightheadedness, moderate difficulty in walking is reported, denies any anxiety, depression, panic, no sleep disturbance, and no subtle anesthesia. Reports weakness of the left arm and has dropped phone a couple times. Regarding the pain syndrome, patient has a pain in the neck, mid-back, and lower back, described as 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. We shooting pain to both the buttocks and both legs as 10. And also, patient has a pain in the both arms in the area of shoulders, and they are 10 on a scale of 1 to 10 according to the patient, and she cannot lift more than 70 to 90 degrees of abduction. Slight pain in the tummy is reported, but it is not, it possibly is related to the seat belt injury and has been better. In the knee area, patient has some pain, mild pain. She is able to walk, ambulate without any devices. Some pain is shooting down below the knee, also in the front, but no fractures have been diagnosed. Patient had CT scan and a X-rays at Henry Ford Hospital emergency room. There is no bladder bowel incontinence. Regarding the past treatment, patient has had no treatment in the past. Please review the record for system review, for surgical history, allergies to lisinopril. Family history, relationship status, employment status, legal history, Russo is the law firm, and personal history. Please review the records for ADL and diagnosis also. Physical examination is as follows. Year old, African American female. Height is 5'2", and the weight is 175 pounds. Alert oriented, cooperative and conscious. No sinuses, jaundice, clothing, polyunicare. Sitting comfortably. Patient is well built, well nourished. Hydration is good. Doesn't appear to be an acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain phases. No overt anxiety or lethargy. Patient has a good attitude, demeanor, and patient is able to walk well and is mobile independent without using any adaptive devices. Rest of the exam is from the template. Neurological normal and musculature examination is unremarkable. In the musculoskeletal exam, inspection and palpation from template. Spine tenderness is located at SI joint bilaterally in, as a tenderness. Otherwise, paravertebral muscles are not in spasm or in tenderness. Hypertonicity is zero. Range of motion of the cervical spine is noted as follows. Cervical spine forward flexion is 40. Extension is 50. Bilateral side flexion is 40. And bilateral rotation is 60. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 40. Extension is 15. Bilateral side flexion 15 and bilateral rotation is 20. In the maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain, cervical spine Hoffman sign was negative. The Sperling sign was positive bilaterally and Lermit test is positive. Soto-Hall test was negative. Distraction test was positive. Thoracic spine slum test and Roos test are negative. While lumbar spine, straight leg lesion test positive at 35 degrees bilaterally. TLR is positive, CAMP is positive. Our Breger test and Bavinsky are negative. SI joint, bilateral SI joints are tender. The Faber test is positive bilaterally. Gonsalon test is positive bilaterally. Negative distraction test negative, iliac compression negative, standing flexion. Extremities examination, the examination of the shoulders bilaterally and both the knees are positive for pathological finding. But other than that, there is no positive finding. So examination of the right shoulder on inspection and palpation is completely normal. No dislocation, contusion or laceration or tender points are noticed. No swelling. Range of motions are normal. Range of motion on a passive movement is normal. Actively, it is limited to 90 degrees of abduction and forward flexion. Muscle strength is normal and drop arm test was negative. Hawking-Kennedy test positive. Speed test positive. Near test positive. AP test is positive. On the left shoulder, the pain level is 10. Patient is able to lift up to 70 degrees of abduction and forward flexion voluntarily on active motion. However, there is a slight muscle strength diminished to 4/5. And no local contusion, dislocations, or any fractures, bleeding, contusion are noticed. The Hawking-Kennedy test was found positive here also, as well as the empty beer can test. Near test is positive. Speed test is positive. Distally, in both the wrist and hand, the signals and phalanx was negative. And the carpal tunnel compression test was negative. Distally, the reflexes are normal, grips are normal, and pulses are normal. Regarding the knee joints, both the knee joints appear to be completely normal with no scar, erythema, effusion. Minimal tenderness peripatellar is noticed with no swelling. Range of motions are completely normal to 135 degrees of flexion. No crepitus grinding or popping noises heard. Collateral ligaments are intact bilaterally, medial and lateral. Motor power is normal. Valgus varus abnormally absent. Anterior drawer, posterior drawer negative. MacMurray Steinman patellar apprehension are negative. Please review the records for the diagnosis. Plan of care comes from the template. Treatment plan is as follows. Patient is provided with a physical therapy order to begin. The affected area, which is neck, mid-back, lower back, both shoulders, both knees, SI joints bilaterally, with traction, massage, thermo modalities. Patient is considered disabled for 30 days. Osteoarthritis replacement transportation is ordered. The patient is provided medications for 30 days, which are Mobix 7.5 milligram 2 times a day for anti-inflammatory effect, Plexiril 10 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation, Protonix 20 milligram twice a day for stomach protection, Tylenol with codeine number 4 is provided for pain relief, Wellbutrin XR is provided for depression, anxiety, Lunesta is provided for sleep, 30 tablets, Medigesic for headaches, and Lidocaine ointment is provided for topical pain relief. Non-pharmacological modalities, home exercise plan, referred to psychiatry, fitness club are all yes. Review of available MRI, other imaging records, and medical records are being ordered released from Henry Ford Hospital. International pain procedures, none are recommended. Surgical option, none. Neuropsych, none. Attended care, none. Caseworker, none. Investigations, no investigation being considered at this moment. We'll review the records from Henry Ford Hospital, then we'll go from there. DMEs, the patient is being provided with an order for back brace and a neck brace. Education is yes. And disability has been ordered. Follow-up visit in 30 days. Direct contact, yes. Thank you.